Blackstone Audiobooks presents Applied Economics, Thinking Beyond Stage 1, by Thomas Sowell. Preface. It is one thing to know the basic principles of economics. It is another to apply them to the problems of the real world. Yet that is ultimately what these principles are all about. Instead of focusing on establishing the principles of economics, as I did in Basic Economics, here the focus will be on dealing in depth with particular real-world problems, using economic principles to clarify why and how things have happened the way that they have. This is a book to enable the general reader, with no prior knowledge of economics, to understand some of the key economic issues of our time: medical care, housing, discrimination, and the economic development of nations, for example. Because these are political as well as economic issues, some political principles will need to be considered as well. That is, we will need to consider what incentives and constraints apply to political decision-making, as well as those which apply to economic decision-making. Neither economics nor politics is just a matter of opinion, and both require thinking beyond the immediate consequences of decisions to their long-term effects. Because so few politicians look beyond the next election, it is all the more important that the voters look ahead. It is helpful to have something of a sense of humor when considering economic policies. Otherwise, the study of these policies, and their often painful, unintended consequences, can get to be too depressing, or you can get too angry. Save your anger until you are in the voting booth on election day. In the meantime, enjoy the process of getting more understanding of issues and institutions that affect your life and the future of the country. Because this is a book for the general public, the usual footnotes and endnotes are omitted. However, for those readers who want to verify what is said here, or to read further on some of the subjects covered, the sources of the many facts discussed here are listed in the back of the book. Thomas Sowell, The Hoover Institution, Stanford University. Chapter 1, Politics versus Economics. When we are talking about applied economic policies, we are no longer talking about pure economic principles, but about the interactions of politics and economics. The principles of economics remain the same, but the likelihood of those principles being applied unchanged is considerably reduced, because politics has its own principles and imperatives. It is not just that politicians' top priority is getting elected and re-elected, or that their time horizon seldom extends beyond the next election. The general public as well behaves differently when making political decisions rather than economic decisions. Virtually no one puts as much time and close attention into deciding whether to vote for one candidate rather than another as is usually put into deciding whether to buy one house rather than another, or perhaps even one car rather than another. The voters' political decisions involve having a minute influence on policies which affect many other people, while economic decision-making is about having a major effect on one's own personal well-being. It should not be surprising that the quantity and quality of thinking going into these very different kinds of decisions differ correspondingly. One of the ways in which these decisions differ is in not thinking through political decisions beyond the immediate consequences. When most voters do not think beyond stage one, many elected officials have no incentive to weigh what the consequences will be in later stages, and considerable incentives to avoid getting beyond what their constituents think and understand, for fear that rival politicians can drive a wedge between them and their constituents by catering